Beis Amanalaf at the two dots has Sa'irim Ushibola Shul. So now the Gemara is going to say something we've already said a couple of times. It's just, I guess, maybe that's how we knew it because the Gemara says it. The 12 species of the Mishnah grouped into six pairs, which means they're permitted with each other, but they're not permitted with another pair, anybody of the other pair. Now, was Rabbi Yochanan's point only on this rule, only on Halacha 1, here in this chapter? Or is his, there's Mishnayos later on, which also lists pairs of food. Is it a general rule for all these lists? That the lists, whenever you find a list of pairs of types of food in this parak, they all have the same rule? Or is it just Halacha 1 that he said this rule?
It's strange that only two types of things are similar to each other, but nothing else is similar to each other.
Well, the ones that are chosen, anyway. Obviously, white wheat and brown wheat are similar to each other. It doesn't bother listing that. Red wheat and purple wheat, you know, green wheat and all wheat is wheat. So it didn't list those. It only picked out the ones which are...
That were a chiddush.
Probably, yeah. So the question is clear, yeah? Does it apply to Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, or is it just for Halacha Aleph? So we're going to prove it from an interesting way. Rav said the following, Chamisha, and then we're in Hilchos Pesach. He's talking about Maror. So there's five yirakos, five vegetables that you can use for Maror. Yotzman Yidek Avosim Pesach. Okay? Now, on top of that, not only can you be using the mitzvah of Maror, they also, because they're all similar, I guess, in a certain sense, Kula Mutarim Lizara Baruga. You could plant them in a row, right? So... Va'amrin, it's been said, Hadad Dara plig al Rabbi Yochanan. So must be that he argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Because two of the five vegetables are for Mar, are lettuce and chicory. Now, if you hold lettuce and chicory is permitted, that's not going to work out because we have in the next Mishnah, lettuce and mound lettuce, chicory and field chicory are not climbed with each other. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, So here we have, here are the facts. So we have the next Mishnah mentioning lettuce in one grouping and chicory in another grouping. And we're saying that Rav said that you could plant them in the same row. And we're saying that he argues on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, presumably, that only the pairs can be together but not intermingling with other pairs. That tells us that, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan's rule doesn't only apply to Halacha Aleph, but applies to Halacha Beis as well. Right? Yeah? Did you follow that?
Agree or disagree?
The question was, does Rabbi Yochanan's rule about does it apply to Halacha Beis? If Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha statement would not apply to Halacha Beis, then chicory and lettuce could be planted together, because he wasn't referring to that Halacha. In which case, Rav would not argue on Rabbi Yochanan. But we said, there's an Amrin, there's apparently a statement, I don't know where that comes from, I guess it was known, it was a statement that Rav does argue on Rabbi Yochanan. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan's rule applies to all the halachas in the parak. Yeah? That's the Raya. Hadam Rav, Kol Percha is Amrs. So you see that everything Rabbi Yochanan said, all of them, he's referring to not only the first Mishnah, but the entire chapter. Now, this was quoted, this was first quoted by Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to have the same statement quoted in the name of Rav. Rabbi B'Shem Rav also said, Kulhom Zugos Zugos. So here we have Rav himself saying that there's Zugos Zugos. So now this is going to be a little bit of a problem, because that's going to be a steer, because Rav was the one who said this thing about the, he was right, Rav is the one that said the thing about the five vegetables of Pesach. So Mikla Fashitasi the Rav. Rav's gonna come out a little backwards. Tamanhu Amar Kulan Minechot. When it came to the five vegetables from Maror, he said they're all single species. They can be planted in a single patch. So lettuce and chicory, which are two of the five vegetables, are not kliyot. V'ha'chu amar hachein. Yet here he says that all of them are pears, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So it would seem, right, that he's contradicting himself. Because now we're saying that if they're pears, it means they can't plant chicory and lettuce together. Simple question. He sicer himself, right? So the Gemara answers, there's a simple answer. Law de Rav Amar Kula Menechad. That was a mistake. When Rav said that you can plant them in one aruga, he didn't mean to say they are all the same min. It means that they're exactly like wheat and what was the other thing was? Zunin, whatever the translation was, I forget already. What was it? Zunin, what was the translation?
Darnel,
thank you. He didn't mean that. What did he mean? Lo amar elamina yiroka sein. What he said was, they're all vegetables, as opposed to what? Zroim, right. What's the difference in halacha in terms of hilchos kalayim? Why is that significant? So the answer is, kulam mitaron lizara baruga. They can all be planted in a garden patch, which is 6x6 tefachim. If you have it set up in a certain, you know, formation.
You still have kalayim.
Six by six is pretty small, but if you have it set up in a certain
grown closer together, so the fact that he allows all those men of the same thing doesn't mean that he doesn't do the checkerboard. That's what it means.
Right. So if they would have been, in other words, if they would have been Zroim, let's see, does he bring it in the bottom?
You're not allowed.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, I just want to see what the difference is.
Space.
Come on, where is it? Where is it? Mishnah 3:1, garden patch measures 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim may be sown with as many as 5 types of yirokos. The next Mishnah teaches this is only yirokos. So therefore it doesn't appear mingled because they are very often planted in small plots. It does not apply to zroim because they're usually planted in fields. So they would appear mingled if they're planted within such a small patch. I don't remember what the share is. Oh, okay. What?
So the Mishnah.
Is it say?
How much? Shisha.
Yeah, that's 6 tefachim.
Right. Zori b'tochacham shas zoranim arba ba'arba ruchot aruga b'chay. It's a whole, look at it.
It's a whole gansa. Okay, whatever. We'll get there. We'll get there. Anyway, all Rob. let's hold on for it.
Way too many pictures.
All Rav meant to say was that they're all vegetables. That's all he meant to say. Okay?
All vegetables and therefore what?
Therefore they can be planted in a patch of 6x6 tefachim.
But
they could be climb if they were together. They were members together. They would be climb. They would be awesome. Yeah.
The groupings
of two
still.
So chicory and lettuce are climb. Yes.
So then what's it telling you?
What?
So what does it tell you then? Just that they're
that they're vegetables and that's right. That's what he's telling you.
But they can still be clay.
6x6 tefachim, you can have all five in one. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
A pulva has up here. Another pulva.
You can have 5 different vegetables.
In a small area.
No, there are 5 vegetables that are all considered maror. That would be klayim. They're klayim. Different enough.
That's true.
It would be klayim, but they're the same enough that they're all be mar.
Yeah, because what's mar? Mar is bitterness.
Bitterness.
What's it got to do? You know, you could be bitter, and you could be bitter, and you could be very bitter.
Here you have the translation of sapphire is totally different than a sapphire stone. Here it's a vegetable.
Yeah, we're not talking about stones. Yeah, right. Paul is the fava bean. Well, I don't know what sapir is. I don't know what any of these things are. So
it's one of these stones in the Choshen.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, but
so
obviously.
Here it's in a different context. Obviously. But it's the same stone.
Yeah. Yes. So I don't know what a fava bean is. Does anybody know what that is? Is that
fava bean?
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody with G6PD, because you see, can't take fava bean. Look it up.
G6 deficiency?
G6 deficiency. Fava beans are poisonous.
type of bean. It looks like arms, not arms.
Oh, yeah, they're like kidney beans.
It's like kidney.
What's the deficiency?
In some sort of hormone, enzyme that doesn't metabolize them.
Okay.
All right. So,
look it up. Google it.
The last six plants are pol, sapir, perkedon, tofach, pol halavan, and shu'us. The Gemara is going to identify them, and don't ask me what it means because I have no clue. Rabbi Yosef Sheva B'Chiya Barva, he found written in the tablet, in the pinkus of the Rabbi Hillel Bar Alos, he found something written over there that identifies them. Before they quote what was written in it, they have yet a different version of whose pinkus it was. Rabbi Yosef Sheva B'Chiya Barva says, Ashkelon Sheva Akusla the Rabbi Hillel Bar Alos. One said it was Pinkus. I'm sorry, it's the same person. Yeah. One said it was a tablet, and one said it was on the walls. So whatever it is, he's writing it someplace. Pila, Pishuna, Gobona, Movasa, Sarpavna, Besilta. These are the six plants. Okay, so what he's doing here is he's saying, so in other words, pol in the Mishnah matches to the word pila. Sapir matches to the second word, Pishuna, and so on. So all he's doing is he's matching the unknown words of the Mishnah to apparently known words at the time of the Talmud. We, of course, have no idea what these mean. Pol halavan ha-sha'u'in, white bean and the sha'u'in. The Gemara corrects this version. Kedim asnisa halavan ha-sha'u'is. It should be white bean and sha'u'is with a suf at the end, as opposed to a nun. All right, now the Gemara just says, Amar b'yana lamanik reshma shu'us, why is it called that? Shehi m'shasha as es halev, it gladdens the heart. U'mahalech es es me'ayim, it purges the innards. And if nothing, it makes a person happier than having purged bowels.
What do you use for a colonoscopy?
I don't know. Fava beans have made a comeback since in the gluten-free world.
Yeah. There's nobody online here, so I'm going to close down this session here. I don't have to have this open for nothing.
Where'd
you see Okay, let's learn halacha base. Hakishos hamalafafon. Enum klaim zebazat. You have to pay close attention over to your thing. What? No, the recording's over here.
2B1. Yeah, you're on 2B. It's funny. His English doesn't correspond with my English.
It doesn't say anything about fava bean.
In 2B1, at the top pole, it doesn't say fava bean in parentheses.
When it was printed, it's probably old.
How could it be?
These just came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, mine's a more recent one, too.
Mine's very old.
February 22.
Mine was printed 10 years ago.
No longer than fava bean. May 2023.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's no longer the Fava
Bean.
Maybe they
just
confused and found out that it's not.
Uh-oh. Interesting.
Okay, now we have to learn again.
I'm
going to
show it to stop.
yeah, okay. The Mishnah is giving us new foods here. Kishos hamalafafon, the chait melon and the musk melon. I don't know what those are, but let's see here. One says, there's a lot of talk about these melons, so let's just take a look at number 5. In the foot, let's look at the footnote.
He says it's a sweet melon.
Right? Rambam commentary says chait melon is a bland tasting variety of melon, similar in certain respects to a cucumber. And Rashi and Malki and whatever here and Rashi say it's a cucumber. 6 is musk melon, lafafon. So that's the name of sweet tasting melons, such as the cantaloupe. However, Rambam says it's a lafafon is cucumber. Let's see. Yeah, so it's a question. Is kishos a cucumber or is malafafon a cucumber? It's not clear. Right. So we're just going to use melon and musk melon for the time being, whatever they are. Now, so the Tanakhama, here we have our first machlokas. Joey, I know this is going to excite you very much.
I can hardly wait.
Rabbi Huda holds that the musk melon and the chait melon are kalayim. You can't plant them together. That's big. That is big news. Okay. Chazeres lettuce, the chazeres galen and mound lettuce. Ulshin v'ulshin sada chicory, field chicory. Creation v'creation sada leeks and field leeks. Kuzmar v'kuzmar sada coriander and field coriander. Now that group was just groups of different vegetables which are domestic and wild. So you'll see each one has a sada correspondent. Now we're going to say another group, which are grouped by having Egyptian correspondents. So you have chardal, you have mustard, and you have chardal mitzri, you have Egyptian mustard. The last, Egyptian mitzris, vahar mutza. You have Egyptian gourd and ember gourd. Polha mitzri, Egyptian bean, vaharov and carabine. So all those, enum klayim zebazet, they're not klayim. Okay, one day we'll maybe go through we'll go through the column exactly what was it that determined whether they are or not. In other words, there's appearance, there's taste, and there's what's another one? Whatever, I don't remember. There's a whole bunch of criteria that we use maybe. Anyway, so what I want to say over here, yeah, in footnote 8, I circled it because I thought this was important. The Mishnah will list 7 pairs of plants. First 4 plants are cultivated and wild. And then the last 3 are local and Egyptian varieties. So it helps you classify the list. Okay, so now we're going to talk about this machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Menashe, Divrei Chachamim. Why do the Chachamim hold that it is mutter to plant the two, what do they call them? The kishos and the malafafon. Because look what happens. Let's do an experiment. Adam noitel ma'achas mi pit mashal kishos. You take a single seed from the top of a chait melon and you plant it. V'hinasis avtiach. And occasionally it becomes a watermelon. Then you take one seed, then you take a seed from the top of the watermelon, and every now and then, it occasionally, it will become a muskmelon. So look what you did. You started with a chait melon, it turned into a watermelon, and then it became a muskmelon. So you started, if you started with one species and ended up with another, obviously, they are of the same species. That's the Chacham's Taina. Does that make sense? It's a simple experiment, right? If it morphs into this other, I think it must be the same family, right?
Morph
growth is related.
Right. That's it. That's very simple. I mean, it's a very convincing argument, actually.
Mutant.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying yesterday with wheat and darnel. We said darnel was like a weed that grows out of wheat.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Does it grow out of the wheat? We ended up saying that it was mezana. That it was originally wheat,
right,
but it's the same concept.
The same thing.
It's the same concept.
But I think with wheat, it's more strength, right? It's more chomer.
Yeah, by
what do you mean by more chomer? What do you mean? What do you mean by more chomer? I'm not sure what you mean.
Because you're saying that it's more darn
there. The rice is osser.
What's osser?
The lime.
What was?
Which case? With the darnel and the...
It's not.
Darnel and wheat are the same minute. Enum climbs up
there. It's not
the lime. Enum climbs up there. That's the first statement. That's the first statement of the Masechta.
False.
It's okay.
Rabbi seems to be using the same.
Okay.
Smart.
Okay. Let's do it.
What was this testing?
That's okay. That's okay. Well, Baruch Hashem, we passed the test. Now we're gonna do Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda Omer. No. Ikaro climb. If you dare. Rabbi Huda Omer. Ikaro climb. The muskmelon is itself a mixture of two species. How do you create a muskmelon? You do it adam noitel mo achas mi pit mashal aptiach. You take a single seed from the top of the watermelon, mo achas mi pit mashal tapuach, another seed from the top of an apple. It's not really an apple, but they call it an apple because it tastes like an apple. The nice number tokum achas, you put them in one hole. The heinous achin, they fuse together. The nas and klayim, and they develop into a fruit, meaning the muskmelon, which is a mixture, a cross between the watermelon and the apple. So the metzias.
Okay, but metzias.
Hold on. So is this a form of klayim that is mutter?
No.
We're not going to discuss whether it's mutter or not. Well, all we want to focus on right now, I don't want to discuss what's mutter and what's also right now. I want to focus on what exactly the fact, and therefore what is the result of saying that it's klayim? So he said. So what it means? It's a min b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate min. It's not related to the chait melon.
And therefore, it's not a pair, and therefore, it's not mutter with each
other. Exactly. That's what the argument
like
is.
Pomela is a cross, no?
Right. Since the muskmelon is descended from two different varieties, right? Since the muskmelon is descended from two different varieties, it is a treated as a different type of plant altogether, which is neither a watermelon nor an apple. And it's therefore also with the chait melon. That's what it says. And that's what we have.
It means it's the ounce melon, therefore it's the claim with anything else.
Pretty much, yeah. So the form K, so the Gemara is bringing a right, you know, and Gimel and Aleph. The form K, soft and labelish, no, you've won them a lot of form. So now that's why in the Greek language they use the term mulafafon, because it's a combination of mellow, which is Greek for apple, and papon, which is Greek for watermelon. So the muskmelon is called melafafon, because in the word you see the source of the fruit itself. Okay.
Cucumber?
No, it's not.
That's
where
we're cucumber now, right?
Now, but
okay.
He's
melafafon. See him tomorrow night at 7:30. Thank you to Shopsy and Adam Levy, who are co-sponsors.
Thank you.
Together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll be Flachix.